those of us who sat on a plane on the runway at various airports on the East Coast and the Midwest waiting for President Obama to land at Boston's Logan Airport. So the airport is shut down. The people who are in planes circle for an hour. If they're not in planes, they sit on the ground like I did. So I've decided I'm going to send a bill to the Democratic National Committee for the value of my time.
And what is the value of your time, by the way?
I figure $400 or $500 an hour anyway.
What?
Yep.
I thought you were more of a minimum wage worker.
Yeah, right, exactly. No.
Well, where did you go into law?
No. I think that my organizational skills and the time that it takes me to do all this stuff. No.
Organizational skills.
Yeah, my organizational skills. Why would you be making fun of my organizational skills? You think that funny? You're discrediting. You're me. If I were near you right now, I'd probably pinch you.
I should have known you, Jen.
Oh, okay, Roberta. Doug has a lot of wonderful, wonderful things.
But an organizer, I'm not.
Well, you know, you think about it.
I met you
office.
On time. I was on time for
you
Sunday.
Were.
I was more than you were.
Trust me, you're right. One of my skill sets in life, I overestimate or underestimate how much time it takes me to do things. You're right about that.
Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. We're talking about the president coming to Boston yesterday for a fundraiser in the height of the afternoon rush hour. The airport gets closed down. The planes that are on the ground waiting to take off to go to Boston sit on the ground for an hour. The planes that are en route, once they get to Boston, they circle Boston for an hour because the rule is Secret Service mandates that the air traffic control system shut down. They separate Air Force One, first of all. They fly Air Force One and the Air Force. There are different corridors in the sky, and the Air Force uses a different sky lanes, if you will, that are more direct than what commercial passenger planes use. So that's not a problem. But when they get into the airspace of the airport, they have to be where all the other planes are. The other planes have cooties, obviously, and they have to keep them away from Air Force One. So that means nobody can land, nobody can be close, nothing. Instead of landing at there's an Air Force base called Hanscom Field, which is about 10, 12 miles in. Most of the time when presidents have come to Boston or to this area, they land there because they don't disrupt what commercial traffic is. Boston Logan has a takeoff and landing about once every 60 seconds. So that's 50, 60 planes in an hour had to be skedaddled someplace else. While Air Force One lands, they get the president out of the plane, into the motorcade, and they shut down all the highways. You say this all the time, Roberta, when the president comes to New York, it makes an unbelievable mess out of traffic for the whole day in New York. So what can they do that's better? Or do they even think this is what, and this is, by the way, not just about Obama, this is about all of them. They just, I don't remember Bush being, however, and it's probably just because I don't know, having not had the direct experience, but I certainly remember the Clinton LAX episode when he sat on the plane for the airport.
My coworker was stuck on the plane for 4 hours while he got his haircut.
So am I making too much of this? My own answer to that question is no. Kenny, what are people saying, Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show, about presidents and their relationship to the people who put them in office?
Let's see. Ricky says, Ricky says, I'm a truck driver and I was in St. Louis a couple years ago when Joe Biden came to town. I sat on the bridge coming from Illinois into St. Louis for almost an hour while they escorted him to wherever he was going. Yeah. I was late getting home to pick up kids, and needless to say, there were many, many truck drivers who were late for their appointments who may have gotten stuck waiting until the next day for a new appointment.
Yeah.
Sometimes I believe they don't take certain things into consideration, especially in the middle of the day when traffic is heavy.
Yep, that's a very good story. Thank you for sharing it with us, sir. East St. Louis on 54, I believe, is the route. I've gone over that bridge any number of times, and just sitting on it would make me nuts. All right, who else do you have there, Kenny?
Tom says it happened to him twice in one trip, coming and going. He says it was in Denver in 1993 when Pope John Paul II and President Clinton were there. He says, yeah. I didn't think we would ever take off.
Yeah. Well, again, what did it do? How much time did you waste, and what do you do? I think the idea of sending a bill to the Democratic National Committee, everybody who's been held up because of an event like this, send him a bill. What else, Kenny?
Jay says, fundraising is killing our government. I'm sure Obama could have found more important things to do.
Yep. Well, yes, and less destructive in terms of what... And under the circumstances, wouldn't you think somebody... This is what really blows my mind. Do you not think there's somebody around him that's got some common sense? I said earlier, I was laughing about this, what about Olivia Pope? But isn't there somebody like that in real life around these people to square them up to reality?
Yeah,
are they that out of touch
people.
That they don't know?
I think they are, actually. I think they are somewhat out of touch.
Kenny, you're
they're
eager.
No, I was just going to say they are so out of touch. They're all out of touch, and the people they surround themselves with are. They have nothing in common with any of the rest of us who aren't in politics.
So how do we let them get to this point? That's the thing that really is a challenge here to figure out. How do we let all these people become these puffed up phonies? Troubling. At best.
Well, it's a question of when do people, you know, when do you stop working for the people and start working for political power?
Then you bring up, when you see the CIA story from today, who's really in charge here? If you didn't hear that story, the CIA is accused of spying on members of the Senate Intelligence Committee, snooping into their computers and what's going on in their personal life. The CIA.
I'm shocked. Shocked.
You're not shocked. Any more than you're shocked about Obama being insensitive or any of these people. It's just we have allowed ourselves to let the goodness and the strength and our accomplishments in this country to go to our heads. We've just let it fall. We're falling apart. How's what possible? That the arrogance and ignorance of these people just goes unnoticed?
Well, I think I should point out that it's not only the people in politics, all of the people that we follow as celebrities, so to speak, or as sports figures, so to speak.
Right.
They have absolutely nothing to do with our lives. These A-list celebrities and these A-list sports figures live lives that we don't even imagine.
Yeah.
It's a very rarefied world. It's a world of private planes and entourages and all sorts of
big business
and to make them look good. And sending big business CEOs of companies, it's a whole other world out there that we can only imagine.
But I have a Subway card.
Exactly.
Good for you, Jennifer.
Yeah.
George Clooney isn't shutting down traffic.
No. Yeah. That's true. But there are people. Money and power, which comes first, the chicken or the egg here? Understanding what happens with the money, and I'm thinking more about business people than anything else, or maybe celebrities that have made
money brings power.
A lot of money. And how they, I know people who are in Wellington, Florida, where all the horse stuff takes place in the wintertime, and the amount of money that's spent on things, it's ridiculous, or it seems ridiculous. What good could they do with that money to help in circumstances where there really is? I mean, you have a choice, and you do what you want with your money, and God love you for being able to do it. I say the same for events that happen in Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, and
tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars that's spent.
Yeah. I think it's not up to us. People ought to be able to do what they want with their money, but don't use it sort of against those who might not only benefit from you and your largesse, but don't ignore people just because you think you're different and or maybe better than they are. Everybody, I had this conversation with a celebrity the other day, and they agreed with me. I'm not going to tell you who it was, but we were laughing about how people interpret their importance in life. Same conversation. I have this conversation all the time with people because folks think, for whatever the reason, that I'm in some exalted position because I happen to do a radio program that's heard by a number of people.
No one's ever seen you in your overalls shoveling manure.
I'm in the manure pile and on the farm. And that's one of the things that I like so much about my life. The farm keeps me grounded. But I have to put my pants on one leg at a time. I have to go to the bathroom every day and take a shower like everybody else. And if you don't hold people in that perspective, and if you aren't holding yourself in that perspective, then you're losing sight of what reality is. And that's really kind of a shame, frankly, when you get right down to the brass tacks of it. Roberta's got her Queen of Cheap report in a moment. Stand by for that. Don't want to lose track of time or what's really important here, Roberta. This is the Doug Steffen program.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster
time. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
And Roberta's brought to you by Kohl's. Kohl's is proud to recognize young volunteers for their commitment to service. You know, a young volunteer who's a teenager making a difference in the community, you may nominate him or her for the Kohl's Care Scholarship Program. The top winners are going to get $10,000 in scholarships toward higher education. Nominations are open now through the 14th of the month. So why not nominate a young volunteer that you think has made a difference? Visit KohlsKids.com. KohlsKids.com. Roberta, what do we have that's special today?
Let's start with Arby's. For a limited time now, you can get an Arby's Reuben sandwich. Buy one of those, and they'll give you the fries and the drink absolutely free. And we tell you how to do that at DougSteffen.com. And Arby's isn't too bad. You know, as far as fast food joints go, they're not horrible.
Fast food joints. There you go.
Rachel Ray, she's getting into dog food.
She's been into dog food for a while. She really loves animals.
Loves animals. And she has a new zero-grain dog food. So I guess that means there's no fillers or grains or stuff in it. And she wants you to try it absolutely free. And so it's a little complicated, but we have all the directions for you at DougSteffen.com and how to get not just a sample size, but a pretty good-sized bag of zero-grain dog food. Legos, this is for Rich McFadden. His son loves Legos, Sean. So there's a free subscription to Lego Magazine, a two-year subscription. And Groupon has a deal going on that you get their new app that you can put on your cell phone, and you'll get $10 off your next Groupon purchase of $25 or more. So it's a $10 saving. All at DougSteffen.com at the Queen of Cheap section.
Check out that box. A lot of important things happen there. A lot of great information. Has great information next to it. We're at your service and on your side on the Good Day program.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Last night's American Idol for some music, maybe putting it loosely. This is Jessica Mewes singing White Flag. I don't remember I know the song, but I remember it was called White Flag.
White Flag with by Dino.
Yeah, all right. So crank this up for us to screaming kids in the background.
You know what's funny that you said that?
Yeah.
Because this was the second, I only watched two of these people sing last night, and she was one of them. And the judges said, you know, you were sharp the whole time, and Harry Connick said, you know what's interesting is usually on this show when someone hits a high note, the crowd goes wild. No one screamed for you. Did you notice that? And she said, yeah. Because none of the people screamed because she wasn't selling her performance and she was sharp all the way through. And so they kind of panned her.
You think she's a contender?
I think she's a lovely girl. I think she has a nice voice. I thought she was really boring last night when I saw her.
All right. So let's, for Roberta's benefit, go back to Jenna Irene. I have found myself liking this a lot, and I've said that a couple of times this morning. This is the lady who sang Suddenly I See last night on American Idol. I love stuff like this. I don't know why it is, but this kind of music excites me, actually.
Is it the music or the performance stuff?
I think I like the performance, too, actually. I do. I get... It's just kind of cool to have somebody wrap themselves around a song like this. All right, finish it off, Michael. Raise it up there.
She makes me feel like I could be a flower.
Yeah, I think it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. Yeah. All right. So So she's a good performer. We're not sure about the others that we've heard. Let's listen to Dexter Roberts sing Lucky Man from Idol.
And she loves them.
I do, but not a fan.
No. Kenny?
No.
Next, Emily Perez singing Let's Get Loud.
Let's get loud.
Yeah. Something here.
You know, it's almost like the band is really good, but the band is better than singers are.
It builds them up, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. But this is, she's got control of this, don't you think?
I like it better than most of what we've heard.
Roberta? Kenny?
I like it better than a lot of what we've heard.
Yeah.
Not better than Jenna, but...
Yeah, right. Jenna's the best by far, but Emily maybe is a second. All right? Okay, let's keep going. We've got time for one more quickie. Caleb Johnson. Ah! Forget about it. Just more yelling, screaming. Forget about it. Jennifer?
Well, give it a second. Just because you don't like this song. Hold on.
Nah, I'm not giving it a second. Done. I'm exercising editorial control. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, nothing establishes a relationship faster than sharing confidences, either between humans or between humans and animals. And in their own way, pets can talk to you. They may whine at the back door when they want to go out. They may groan with pleasure after a meal or during a nap. They may become frantic and anxious when another animal comes into their yard. They can tell us in their own way when they're not feeling well physically or emotionally. It really is possible to tell what an animal is thinking. If you can just move aside your human ego for a few moments, you'll be able to read the messages your dog or cat's eyes. And just because it never occurred to you to try to carry on a conversation with your schnauzer or your pointer doesn't mean it's too late. It's up to you to find the time for some silent communication. Take a 10-minute break every day for some silent talking to your pets. Did you find, tell them, ask them about their day. Tell them about your day. It makes all the difference in the world. You know, realistically, the more time you spend talking with your pets, the bigger their vocabulary and the better relationship you'll have for a lot of years to come. I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is the Daily Doug Steffen program with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli. The updates from the Queen of Cheap, Roberta, you can find at DougSteffen.com. And if you didn't hear, underscoring what Roberta has reported, there's a deal from Arby's that you'll be happy with. Rachel Ray has a special that you can find out about. Lots of great information and help for you. Coupons galore, ways of saving money galore. Is one of the many ways, hopefully, we connect with you. Queen of Cheap Box at DougSteffen.com, next to the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, who this week takes a look at prepared foods, where to buy them, where to get good ones, because there are a lot of good. I find myself when I go to Whole Foods or Bristol Farms in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. That they have very good. I'm by myself most of the time, and I don't. I'm not a great cook, but I want to eat well, so I find myself buying. Even though some of this stuff is overpriced. I think that's one of the things Phil's trying to explain. A lot of this stuff, actually, I shouldn't say a little. Some, it is basically overpriced. But it's, if you go the right places, it's good food. Mm-hmm. And something I don't, I'm not smart about how I take care of food. For example, I came home last night. I've been here for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And when I was here before.
Did you eat something nasty?
No, I didn't. But I looked at, I'm actually looking seriously. And I was going to ask everybody that cares about me, whether I should eat this rice that's been in the refrigerator I cooked when I didn't feel well.
Is your life insurance paid up?
It's 2 weeks, Doug. Anything in your refrigerator, don't eat it.
Dump it.
Okay. All right, so that takes care of that. 25 before
I can't believe you can ask this question.
If Meredith were here,
rice.
Meredith
rice
would go
like
into... I know. I don't like to
rice,
throw anything
for goodness
away.
Sake.
She
oh,
would go
goodness.
Into the refrigerator and throw everything
out. Because
she's
a wise woman. Are you
throw
not?
Good.
2 week old rice? I mean,
you're a farm. Put in a compost pile. You're not throwing it out. You're just recycling it.
Right. And then you wonder why you get stomach problems.
888-342-3684.
Want some of the salmon I found? It used to be pink. Now it's green.
It's safe to eat.
Okay. Moving along.
It smells fine.
There has been a... Well, the rice didn't smell that good. That's kind of why I looked
at it. Why are you even asking us? If it smells bad, it's been in your refrigerator.
Heat it up and cook the badness out of it.
Right.
You should take some pictures. We'll post them.
Okay. Before and
what's
after.
In Doug's fridge?
Doug said he wanted to lose a few pounds. This is his way. He gives himself a worm.
Good. 888-302-3684. One of the other important things happening today, I'm going to touch on a few things that have to do with Ukraine and the arrogance of power, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you're just joining us, one of the links through the conversation today has been what Mrs. Clinton said about Putin, sort of comparing him to Adolf Hitler. And then she felt like she had to clarify what she said. And I thought to myself, why? What you said is right.
Yeah,
what
close.
Putin pulled in going into Crimea is the same thing that Hitler did when he went into Czechoslovakia. I got to protect my people. Same exact thing. You don't have to apologize. You said what other people in leadership roles should have said to Putin himself. Hey, pal, your new name is Adolf. It's not. What's his first name? Vladimir? No, we're not going to call you Vlad anymore. It's Adolf Putin. That's your name. Wear it. Like it. Use it.
I wish his name were Ben.
Ben Putin?
That'd be awesome.
Okay. All right. So anyway, do you think I'm right or not, Roberta, with regard Mrs. Clinton having to, she thinks she had a, oh. It's almost like she apologized. What are you apologizing
for?
Well,
because yeah, he is, absolutely.
Throwing Hitler's around, you don't want to be like,
kind of a delicate point.
Yeah. Blunt.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of delicate points, I have been making the point all morning, and yeah, it did affect me, and no, it's not about me. It's about a lot of people whose lives were disrupted yesterday, and I got to think, if it happens in Boston, it's got to happen when he goes to Chicago, or I know it happens in New York, because Roberta complains about it all the time, or whenever the president goes to Los Angeles, wherever they go. It shuts down because of the hierarchy or whatever the Secret Service thinks needs to be their protection zone. They close down everything. They stop traffic on the roads. They stop air traffic. I sat on the ground in an airplane yesterday for over an hour, wasting time because somebody's saying to me, well, if it was a weather delay, would you feel the same? No, I wouldn't. Because that would be unavoidable. This is avoidable. They don't have to land in the middle of rush hour traffic in the afternoon, and they actually don't have to land at that airport. They can go to another airport that has nowhere near the disruptive capabilities of what you do at a major airport that has 60 landings and takeoffs an hour. So there are hundreds of people on planes that sat there. There were three planes, one of a United plane, a Delta plane and a JetBlue plane. All of us were sitting together, and the pilot told, they were all bound for Boston. So there were three planes sitting just there at Newark that were going to Boston. How many planes in Washington and Chicago and Philadelphia? The same thing. It is impossible for these people, apparently, to take into consideration what they are doing to people's lives by having their little important events to raise money. So I suggest to all of you who have ever had this experience, we all send a bill to the Democratic National Committee for whatever you think your time is worth for the time that you were held up. Here's Ron in Goldendale, Washington. Welcome to Good Day. Hi, Ron.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I heard your conversation earlier about how did it get this way, how do we let it happen, you know?
Yeah.
And I think to myself that we've become so disenfranchised with them that we don't take them on anymore. So
is it they? Wait a minute. Yeah. Have we become disenfranchised from them, or have they become disenfranchised from us?
Yeah, vice versa. It
yeah.
works both ways, but we're so lazy. We elect people, God only, over and over and over.
Yeah. We say to all those congressmen, but yet our congressman is okay. He's not the problem or she's not the problem. It's the other one.
They're all brilliant to their people.
Right.
But term limits is one way, and I think back about, we had a Speaker of the House from the state of Washington here in the federal government. Speaker of the House was Foolish Foley, I called him.
Tom Foley.
Hey, I called him Foolish Foley.
Remember him, yeah.
And in this state, we passed a term limit, the law that we could make affect our people here, right,
yeah.
in the state. And you know, over a million voters more than approved it than disapproved it.
Really?
And when it got in done, everybody come on glued, and they got some single judge, one single federal appointed judge in King County, which is in Seattle area, he overturned it, said it was unconstitutional.
Yeah.
And we let him get away with it.
Yeah. I always took a job working at King once a long time ago. Good radio station. Seattle's a great city. I love it. Washington State is great. I think it's a wonderful place. Ron, thank you for expressing yourself. Appreciate hearing from you. 888-302-3684. All right. So let's see what else is going on here. It's an interesting story that appears today from the college boards and how people get into college and what the SAT tests mean, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
According to new rules that have been released, essays are going to be optional. There'll be no penalties for wrong answers, and some obscure vocabulary words are going to be removed. So here we are, yet watering down again, mm-hmm. another source of finding out whether people are actually capable.
Can string a sentence together.
Right. I mean, you don't. My daughter will go nuts with this.
Daughter is terrible. Now mm-hmm. they're saying that some colleges will still require the essay. That the essay is going to be optional. So at the SAT, you can either take it or not.
Yeah.
And some institutions will require that you do it. But again,
any institution
can't
worth
write
its
the
starch.
Essay, well, then just get rid of it because passing people through the system without actually teaching them how to do something.
Well,
like
that's
write.
What it is. It's a dumbing down.
The essay
the college
part of the. It's part of the College Common Act. The essay. Most colleges do require.
Yeah.
My daughter just applied to college last year.
Yeah.
And most of them, and the kids basically write one good essay that they use just about for every college. You know, it's called a Common App. It's, you fill out one application and it goes to many, many different colleges.
Right. But this is actually part of the SAT, though. They're going to pull that out.
You know, I am so against any kind of standardized testing. I don't think it proves anything.
It doesn't prove anything, but being able to read and write, and you write an essay, that does prove whether you can read or write.
You have the essay on the Common App.
Right, but what I'm saying is, this would be, my daughter would go nuts. My daughter and her husband are English profs at UCLA, and they are mm-hmm. on a committee that looks at these apps.
Yep.
Megan teaches people. That's what she does. She teaches
she
them how to write.
Them how to write.
Right.
Exactly.
And she does it for college kids who are applying. Because this is important, I can hear her screaming when she sees her yelling at the radio or whatever it is, because this really does get down to whether you know how to read, write, mm-hmm. and comprehend what people are either saying to you or what is in the written word. Can you read directions? In the simplest things, I mean, this could be dangerous.
Yeah.
Some people can't read a direction and understand how you put something together, let's say, and you see warnings on all of these boxes for various tools that I have mm-hmm. on the farm. You put together a skill saw or a sawzall or something.
It's the attention span. That's the problem, Doug.
Well,
that the attention
whatever it is,
span,
Roberta, it's not good.
It's because of overindulgence in media, and it's because of video games.
Yeah, it's because of overindulgence and people letting their kid. Johnny, you're such a good little boy. You're so smart. No, you're a dummy.
There are a lot of people who play video games that are perfectly fine and can go on to living a decent life, and they make great money. I think to Roberta's point about standardized testing, you know, I agree with you, Roberta. I was a terrible test taker. I didn't do mm-hmm. as well on my SATs because I didn't like standardized tests. But and that's multiple choice. But this is the part of the test that I would want to keep in there because I was a good writer. I was a good communicator. English was my strong point. So I would want to keep that in there because that's more subjective. You could actually write something.
It is. You can find
yourself out
something about the individual by looking at what he or she writes.
But it's also very subjective as far as the grading of it goes. You know, the essay may express views that maybe the person grading it doesn't exactly believe
usually
in.
Usually the topics are pretty much, you know.
I think that depends on you're right about that. I think that more is an individual thing that happens in individual class than in something like this, Roberta.
Right.
But at any rate, it certainly is something to be thinking about.
Another example, when people can't do it, well, then we'll change the rules.
Yeah,
to make
right.
it more
if you can't accommodate, that's what's going on. By the way, that applies to what we were talking about in terms of people that get elected to office. What the guy just said who called, everybody's so lazy, mm-hmm. they don't really work toward changing the system. They think that they've done their job if they go vote once every 4 years.
I think people just don't know how. I think people don't know how to change
because
the
they
system.
Haven't been taught in school. Go back to the educational problems at the core. People are not being taught civics. They're not being taught how to read and write intelligently. They're not being taught how to use mathematics or how to, anything like that. How to win an argument. Is that what you're saying?
To that end,
form an argument. You know, like to present your points in a valid and meaningful way. I don't think a lot of people know how to do that. They just go, well, because
they give up. Kenny,
because
yeah.
Well, the other thing they're changing on the SAT is they're taking away the penalty for wrong answers. So when time is running out, if you haven't finished, it used to be that you would just leave them blank because you were better off. But now you've got a shot. Answer A for everything. Fill in all those little bubbles in the last minute or two, and you've got nothing to lose.
The dumbing down of America now extends from K through 12 to postgraduate education. We are becoming a nation of morons, lazy, and just plain, vapid, foolish acceptance of anything that comes down the pike. We become zombies, slaves to these machines, these little gadgets. And it is very dangerous. I think it's very, very dangerous. All right, speaking of that, we might as well become vapid. In a moment, Jennifer brings us the television report.
Oh, thanks, Doug.
Here on Good Day.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawnford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at Scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
There was 57 channels and 11
Here we go. The television report, including reasons for not going to Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
Like, these people all have so much more to do than go and to become stars. Or who are the people that said no?
All right, so Dancing with the Stars, we know who the cast is now, but here are the people that actually turned down the offer.
Yeah.
According to Us Weekly, Martha Stewart turned down. Glee's Heather Morris. Comedian Caroline Ray. Now, I can't believe that Caroline Ray has a lot going on right now. She hasn't had any series in a while.
Maybe she's embarrassed. She doesn't know how to dance.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Maybe. Austin Mahoney, who I believe is a pretty big star as far in the pop world for the tweens.
Yeah.
And Clint Black and Travis Tritt.
Country singers.
Country singers. Now, Clint Black, I think, might have said no because he didn't want to look silly. Mm. Travis Tritt, don't really know. Maybe they wouldn't let him wear his leather pants. I don't know.
All right, so let's see. The Bat Kid was supposed to show up at the Oscars. Why didn't he?
Yeah, remember Bat Kid? He was the one that got to save San Francisco.
Cute story.
It was a very cute story. Yeah. And because the Academy Awards theme was honored heroes, or it was about honoring heroes, he was supposed to be in L.A., and he was supposed to go on the Oscar broadcast. Well, apparently the family went to L.A. in good faith. They were there. And then all of a sudden they got a call about this segment being pulled. They don't know if it's because they ran out of time or what was going on. It got pulled so quickly, according to Miles' mom, that's Bat Kid's mom, that they didn't have a lot of insight into what was going on. So, bummer, because that would have been really cute, I think. He's a cute kid. Lindsay Lohan's own documentary series.
Why are we promoting this?
Because it's interesting.
It
starts
is?
On Sunday, and they have now released a promo for the show. It's 8 episodes. It's called Lindsay. It starts Sunday, follows the actress as she attempts to rebuild her career following a stint in rehab.
I like what Oprah apparently was so upset with her. She told her to get her ass.
She said, quote, needs to cut the BS. Except she said it all
BS.
The way out.
Yeah, right.
Also, Lindsay starring on Two Broke Girls on April 14th. She's going to play a bride who's hiring the girls to make cupcakes. Brooke Charvet, she was on Dancing with the Stars, got the axe. Well, now she's got a brand new job. ABC Family cast her in Melissa and Joey. She's going to appear in two June episodes.
Oh, you done? I'm sorry. I'm certainly glad to hear what's going on in her life.
No, I love you too.
Yeah, 51. I love your laugh. 51 after the hour.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I would like Ed Foreman taught us, to have everybody feel happy today, feel healthy today, feel terrific today, because, as most of you remember, life actually is for laughing, loving, and living, not for whining, worrying, or working. It's the old LSD theme.
Yep, and it's very
laughing,
short, so you gotta
singing,
enjoy everything.
Dancing, have a good time, and don't worry, be happy. A lot of people worry, a lot of people are not happy. I am not one of those people. Happy to have you be happy. Let's all be happy, everybody. How about we all just have a big laugh? You ready?
I'm not playing a fake laugh game with you. Real laughs only, please.
I saw, what was it? I was on the sitting on the plane yesterday, not to belabor a sore subject, but as I was sitting there, they had the little screens on the seat. So I'm watching the Game Show Network. Why?
What did you see? Sometimes that's fun, though.
It was. It was a fellow... and I can't remember his name. I want to say Pat Finn. That sound right? I'd never seen him before. Anyway, he had a lot of people doing a lot of silly things. That was a good way to while away some time. They were all having fun.
What was
but the
game
audience
show?
Sounded, it was shopping, shop till you drop. Hmm. It was, and it was supposedly in a mall, and there were all kinds of prizes and stuff. But the audience laughs were fake. You could tell that they were fake. And it bothered me to the point where I really didn't want to watch the show anymore. That's to the point with the
Why do you dislike ambient sound so much? You can't stand when people cheer on American Idol. You can't stand the fake out.
A lot of it's so fake. I mean, you wonder how much of it is just, you know, it's not the real crowd. It's just augmented.
I love a good laugh track. That's fun in itself.
All right. So we have a story, a couple of things I want to go through with you from the Today Show section of DougSteffen.com, including a note, as long as we're talking about flying. A passenger left a note for a pilot, and when you hear the story, you might be upset. I'll tell you the story in a moment here on Good Day.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424. Or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
If you have, if you have nasal congestion, get powerful relief now. Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. Look at how quickly it cleaned me right out.
Magnificent.
Right up. Right on. Okay. So those of you who are sexists, you may want to go away for a minute because... this is people who are passive-aggressive, people who are rude, a few of the ways that you could be described. Here's a note that was left by a passenger for a commercial airline pilot.
WestJet.
It's
a great airline, by the way.
Right. So to Captain WestJet, the note written on the back of a napkin reads, "The cockpit of the airliner is no place for a woman. A woman being a mother is the most honor, not as captain." And lists an excerpt from Proverbs 31. P.S. I wish WestJet could tell me a fair lady is at the helm so I could book another flight. Mothers should be pilots, should be mothers, not pilots. Carrie Smith Stacy, the pilot for whom the note was left, posted a note on Facebook. Appears to have been taken down. Travelers are using social media to support Stacy. I think we ought to put this up. It's at DougStefan.com. Maybe we ought to post it.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.